Lease number 11,222, William D. Golden, south of Road 302, Holly Mount Road, east of Green Bank Drive, being lot 25A within Green Bank Estates Development, tax map ID, District 234, map 17, parcel 333. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
I am Golden, 23398 Green Bank Drive. 51.
Speak up when you can.
19951.
Thank you.
William D. Golden, 23398 Green Bank Drive, Little Arbison, Delaware, 19951.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
We're representing ourselves.
Just take your time.
We purchased our house in Harbison June 28, 2012, and we're requesting a variance be granted for a 5-foot setback from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed storage building. Uniqueness, there is unique circumstance in that the shape of the property, which I think you probably have the layout. It's located in a cul-de-sac. Due to the layout of the lot and the house, there's not enough room on the opposite side for us to have access to a building. The rear back corner is subject to flooding and has the swale requirement that we can't touch from the homeowners association. Other physical conditions presenting challenges are the location of our septic system, the propane tank, and the secondary drain field. So because of all of that, we only really have one area to put this storage building. Possibility of development. It cannot be developed without a variance because it cannot be erected any closer to our house because of the air conditioning unit, the outside generator, and we wouldn't have enough clearance on the side of the house to have a walkway. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty has not been created by us, but due to the circumstances I just mentioned. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and will not have an adverse impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood. It will not impair the appropriate use of development of the neighboring property. It will still be 10 foot from our adjacent neighbor's property line. The requested variance does represent the least modification possible. It's the only place that we could have a possibility that it sit. The variance is necessary in order to enable us to have adequate use of storage on our property. We've gotten approval from the Homeowners Association, signed authorization from the president, and as required by the association, the building that we're going to erect will be identically structured and look just like the house as far as the siding, the roofing, and the pitch of the roof and everything as required by our covenants. And we have spoken with all the immediate surrounding neighbors, including the lady next to us, who it will most impact. I have signed letters from all of them, which I had sent in ahead of time. I don't know if you have them or not.
I have three letters.
Okay, well, I have another letter today, and then I have a letter from the Homeowners Association.
You want to give it all these?
And that's it. I were hoping you're going to
You did
this.
Real well. Because you're supposed to be able to
answer those
questions standard for granting a variance to this board, and you've gotten through those pretty well.
Oh, thank you.
I like your secretary. He
kept it straight.
I couldn't talk him into doing it.
Yeah, he did a
good job. We'd have been here a lot longer.
He'd done a good job, though.
Yeah. I have one question. Is there Is there any reason why you can't get it, you know, between the septic system area and the other area there that you can't?
And that far back corner in the left?
That's within that swale.
That's
that
swale. That
back in there?
And it floods back there.
Okay,
so.
I got you. And you can't run over that septic area with a driveway or anything like that?
Correct.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And Mr. Callaway has no further questions. So, okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one.
Mr.
Okay.
Chairman, I have five letters.
Five letters in favor? Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Callaway, I'm the building.
Sir, you have to come up to the mic if you would, please. You've
sir,
got sworn
you need
in.
To be sworn in.
You need to be sworn in too, sir.
That's fine. Please state your name and address for the record.
Dennis Sermon, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sir, I'm the building contractor that's going to erect this building for them, and as she stated, it's their homeowners association requires it to be match their house, match the siding, and it's not going to impact anything in their neighborhood whatsoever. They've talked to all their neighbors, the homeowners association, and it's going to be an asset to that neighborhood, not an eyesore.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has done a good job in addressing the standards. There is a uniqueness because of the swale in the backyard, as she had explained. Of course, the septic and spare septic present limitations as well. The walkway, generator, all that included makes it difficult to for them to further develop the property in strict conformity, therefore making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, not to mention the shape of the lot and the cul-de-sac itself. Certainly the applicant didn't design the property, so wasn't necessarily created by them. We've heard testimony will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, testimony that it's been approved, in fact, by the Homeowners Association. Minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,222.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,222. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr.
Just
Hudson?
A little suspense.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,222 is approved.
Thank you very much.